It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Two things have captured the attention of many Wisconsinites this week: winter weather and the Packers' playoff chances. We'll talk football with our sports contributor later in the show. But first, after a frigid night last night, the forecast calls for even colder weather early next week, with temperatures climbing no higher than 9 or 10 below on Monday. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon sunshine gave snowplows the chance to finally catch up with the task of clearing the roads. It's been a winter that longtime Wisconsin residents say is reminiscent of winters past, but is that really the case? Ed Townsend is a meteorologist with a National Weather Service office in Sullivan, and he's on the line with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are just out of December, the first month of winter. The first couple of days of January have been pretty eventful as far as the weather goes. How extreme has this winter been in southeastern Wisconsin in terms of both temperatures and snowfall?
In terms of our winter so far, it's been pretty normal, actually. Just looking in December, we were only around 4 degrees below our normal average high temperature. Same with our low. You're around 7 degrees below our normal low temperature for the month. And as far as precipitation is concerned, we are running low on that too, with only an inch and 79 hundredths of precip. Snow-wise, we were running a little bit, or quite a bit, above normal, 19.3 inches at the end of the month, around 8.7 tenths. Above normal.
So let me interrupt there. We're running above normal in terms of snowfall, but below normal in terms of precipitation. The normal average December would have more rain in it. Is that why the difference would be there?
Not necessarily. A lot of it has to do with the actual liquid content of the snow. So we've just been having the snow that has been falling has had more of a dry snow, or it's been more of a dry snow. So a higher snow-to-liquid ratios.
Let's talk about the concept of normal. How far back do you go in terms of assessing what a normal winter is versus what we're actually having?
For the actual climate period, we use a 30-year cycle. And so for our currently, you look at 1981 to 2010. But the actual record period for Milwaukee actually goes back to 1871.
So let's talk about the long term. I mean, the line that we hear a lot from people around here, at least people who grew up in this area, is that this is what winter used to be like around here. How true is that? Is this a case of, you know, what's been normal for the past few years hasn't necessarily been normal for the longer term?
You know, most recently, it's been pretty similar in the last couple of years as far as temperatures have been concerned. For instance, we have a forecast of 10 below zero as the low temperature. That just hasn't happened the last 4 years. But actually going back into the 90s, 80s, and 70s, that wasn't infrequent. It would happen around at least once or twice a year on average.
So this is the case for the people that are saying that this is what weather used to be like in December and January. That really was the case in the 90s and 80s and 70s even.
That's correct.
Well, so tell us about the deep freeze that's apparently setting up to join us early next week. What are the conditions that are coming together to make that happen?
Well, what's really coming together is we have a nice, strong cold front coming out of Canada, as well as a very cold air mass. The air mass, as far as when we look aloft at around 850 millibars, is very cold, about approaching and exceeding 2 standard deviations. So what we're seeing is this is a fairly rare, not unprecedented, but it's pretty extreme.
Well, right. How unusual is it in this area, to have high temperatures that are topping out below zero? Because that's what we're talking about for Monday and maybe even Tuesday, right?
Yeah. And like you said, you know, recently we haven't seen that, but it's not completely uncommon. For instance, in Milwaukee, we're forecasting low temperatures to be below zero almost 2 days in a row. Last time we've had a streak of high temperatures less than 0 degrees in Milwaukee was in 96. Overall, this has happened 18 times.
But not since 1996.
Yes.
What do we know about the timing of that cold air mass? How long is it likely to settle into the area? And what will make the difference in terms of it moving through and leaving?
I'll be coming in the area Sunday night, but it's actually going to linger in into Tuesday, perhaps longer, once we start getting 5-7 days out. The forecast becomes more difficult.
Does the amount of snow on the ground have an influence on the air temperature?
Yes, it does. It can make it feel a lot colder.
So when we're talking about, and I think the forecast right now is that the high temperature on Monday might be 9 below zero. It could feel even more than that or even less than that?
Well, it will feel that. The real impact is going to be wind chills once we start adding wind to the mix. What it actually feels like outside will actually feel a lot colder. Sunday night, Monday morning, we're forecasting wind chills 30 to 35 below zero. And then Monday night, Tuesday morning, near 40 below zero.
Well, and so then presumably this is when wind chill advisories come out. What is the threshold for when you start sending out precautions about air temperature and wind chill temperature?
And that's the other thing, too, is, you know, 5 days out, when we get that far out, we really don't issue a wind chill product yet. But wind chill watches and warnings will likely be needed given this forecast. The criteria for wind chill advisory, for instance, is 20 below to 34 below zero with winds at least 4 miles per hour. For wind chill warning, you're looking at wind chills 35 below or colder with similar wind speeds of 4 miles per hour or more.
Well, and I know when you put out like severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches and warnings, there's kind of a statement that goes along with it explaining what the situation is. What is the precaution that you suggest that people take when we talk about wind chill temperatures that are that low?
You really got to dress appropriately for the cold weather. You know, wear layers, loose-fitting clothing, lightweight, wear a hat, and try to stay dry and out of the wind. If you're traveling, have a car kit with all the necessary safety items in case, you know, something was happening, you're actually stuck out there on the road.
There is an irony, or at least maybe, I don't know if irony is the right word, but between now and Monday and Tuesday, there's going to be kind of a brief warm-up period. Is that right?
Yep. Friday, we're going to actually see a peak into 20 degrees.
And on the weekend, I gather maybe approaching 30?
Yep. Saturday right now, the forecast is for 32.
There is, I know, a chance of snow between now and then as well. We have had some lake effect snows this winter. How common are lake effect snows on this side of the lake?
It's not rare or uncommon, at the least. It's very conducive, and depending on what kind of situation we have, we really need the winds to be coming out of the northeast and east to get some lake effect snow.
So as of now, the best information is that the high temperature on Monday will top out at 9 degrees below zero. Let's flash back. What was the temperature on January 6th, 2013?
2013, on the 6th, our temperature, high temperature was a balmy 35.
And so I guess as a meteorologist, the silver lining would be that this is a time when meteorologists don't actually have to go outdoors to take climate readings?
Yes. All our co-op observatories have electronic instruments.
Ed Townsend, thank you so much for helping put it in perspective.
No problem.
Stay warm.
You too.
Ed Townsend is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sullivan, Wisconsin. You'll find a link to this year's climate data from Milwaukee from WUWM.com/lake effect. Why an area hospital system is giving its patients access to their doctor's notes. That story when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.